Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehiye b'dvaro. Before turning the pages to the next parsha and thus the next sefer in the Chamisha Chum Shaitaro, let's take another look at this past week's parsha, Parshas Vayechi. And we're all well familiar with the Gemara Maseches Tainis, the bottom of Daf Heyim and Beis, the Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, Ma'azaru B'chayim, Afu B'chayim. In essence, Yaakov Avinu never dies. Many different pshatim, exactly what that means. Rav Gedalia Shor in a beautiful hespit. In the back of the Sefer Or Gedaliah and the Moedim, he has a spadim for various Gedolei Yisrael and the hespit, the eulogy that Rav Gedalia Shor Zatzal delivered for Rav Aharon Kohler Zatzal. He says about Rav Aharon also, you could say, that bechina, that aspect of lo meis, because that means that someone who lived a life of kulo ruchnius, his whole life revolved around spiritual-oriented concerns. You can't be miyachis dvorim gashmiyim and yonim gashmiyim. You can't attribute to him the concept of misa, of a physical death, because his whole life he always transcended the lower realm of the mundane, the material, the physical, the world of artzius, chumrius, and gashmiyus. He was always living on a ruchniistic plane. Amela, you can't say about Yaakov, who was called an aloka b'tachta, you can't say about him that he was mace. So Mamela, on the parsha that he dies, what do we label that parsha? Vayechi Yaakov. Kufa, to be margish, that lafuge, lest one make the mistake that Yaakovino really died. It says Vayigva Vayas, but doesn't mention Vayomas. In the end of the day, Vayechi Yaakov, this is the parsha that Yaakov goes on to live. We wanted to add perhaps the Fianias Daiti, a smach to this idiom. Again, at the very outset of Parshas Vayechi Yaakov, because there's a famous Gra. The Gra is in Pnina Mishulchan, a Gra in Parshas Shmos, this coming week's Parsha, Parak Beis Pasuk of Gimel. And the Pasuk says in Shmos, the Vayomos Paro Melech Mitzrayim. And Rashi, Ophanot Rashi, Elamakom cites the Medrash, that it's not the Pshat that Paro actually died, rather in its story, he became a Mitzrayim, he's afflicted with leprosy. How do we know that? Frek the Vilna Gaon, Mechit Tesi. Who told you? Who told you? How did Chazal know? Frek the Vilna Gaon. Maybe it means Kipshuto that he actually died. Zok the Vilna Gaon. It can't be that he actually died. Why? Because the Medrash says in Kohelet Rabbah and Ches Dalet that it says about David Melech, David HaMelech is mentioned no fewer than 52 times spanning the holy pages of Tanakh. But yeah, when it came time to die, we just landed the Torah this past week's Parshas Vayechi. Just like Vayikrami made David, it doesn't call him Melech David or David HaMelech. Why? Zok the Menorish Rabbah and Kohelis Rabbah, because ain't Shulton be on my mothers. There's no sense of sovereignty, of kingship on the day of death. As we've said many times, you've never seen a U-Haul following a hearse. And you can't take it with you. Whatever life you lived here in this world, you can't take your gold, your silver, your riches, your wealth with you. You can't take your fame and you can't take your sense of sovereignty. Ain't children me of Amavis. In the day of death, nobody could be called, could be labeled a melech. Because in the day of Misa, everyone passes, you lose all sense of malchus. Amela writes the Gra, how do we know that Paro didn't really die? Because if Paro really died, ain't shulta miyamamovus, you can't say about Paro, that vayomas Paro melech Mitzrayim, we wouldn't call him melech Mitzrayim. Explains the Vilna Gaon, in Pnina Mishulchan Agra, in Shmos Perek Beis Pesach of Gimel, if we still call him melech Mitzrayim, by definition, that's the indication that it must be he never really died. So what is it? One of four possibilities. Mar says in Adarim Samatala Namad Beis, Abo Choshuv Kemeis, four considered like dead, Mishain Labanim, Asuma, someone who is blind, someone who is a Metzaira, and someone who's an Ani. So we know that Paro wasn't poor, he certainly wasn't destitute. He was the monarch over the most affluent and powerful nation in the world at the time. Ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia, that was the source of all commerce the world over. He wasn't an Ani. Ain Labanim, Akis Pachoris, we know he had an heir, an successor to the throne, so we know he had Banim. It can't be that he was blind, we know he wasn't blind. The Makis even went into the eyes of many of the different Makis. Elowat, the only one remaining is Metzaira. That's a Chazal know that in fact he was Metzaira. Choshev Kemeis. That's when Oparos of Metzaira. So piggybacking on the Yisod of the Gra, it's very Gishmak. Lacharas Asmach, because according to the Gra's Vart, if Yaakov really died, why shouldn't the Pasuk tell me, Vayukavu Yemei Yaakov Lomas? What does the Pasuk say in the beginning of Aichim Zayin Choptes? Vayukavu Yemei Yisrael Lomas. But the Ramban and other Rishonim point out, Yisrael is Kisarisa Malach, is a Loshon of Sor, a Loshon of Dominion, a Loshon of Sovereignty, and Yaakov is Loshon, Pachisus is a Loshon, Dalus is a Loshon of Humility, is a Loshon of Ekev, Ikvasod Mashiach. Lacharif, it's the day of his death, we shouldn't attribute the title of Yisrael to Yaakov, he should be. Vayikavu Yimei Yaakov Lomes Elawat in the same parsha where Yaakov dies. I be Yaakovino Lomes. Yaakovino Lomes. It's parsha Vayichi Yaakov. And perhaps an additional smach to bolster such an idea. The Torah goes out of its way to say Vayikavu Yimei Yisrael Lomes. What do you mean Yisrael? It should be Yaakov. Elawat Elchoritz another raya. Yaakovino Lomes. Hence we could attribute the title of Yisrael to Yaakovino. So this is the parsha where Yaakov. Again, he got weak. He slowly, but it doesn't say Vayamos. That's what Taisus and Rosh Hashanah point out. Tainus Davay. That's the Omachlaikis by Soti at Gimel Amar Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu, Meis Olo Meis. And partly has to do with the fact, but it says Eloshin Amisa, but over here by Yaakov, it doesn't say Eloshin Amisa. He got weakened. He was diminished. And then he was Vayasevel, but he didn't actually die. So let's go back to the beginning of Vayachi. Famous Rashi. Everyone knows the opening Rashi of last week's Parsha Vayechi Yaakov Lama Parsha Zustuma. The Visha came at Shenifta Yaakovino Nistimu Ineim Aliba She Yisom Mitzorsa Shibut She Schilu the Shabda. So Rashi gives two Pirushim. The first one is Nistimu Ineim, their eyes were closed, were sealed. Why? Because the Tzorah the Shibut began on the heels of Yaakov's death. Ask the Ksav Sefer, did he die right now? He didn't die yet. If I'm going to get to any sort of death, it'll be later on in the Psukim. After he gives all the brochas, then I'll read about Vayikva Vayos. He didn't die now. So Rashi, what are you telling me at the opening of the Parsha? You know what you should tell me? That when it comes down to Yaakov dying, then tell me his schil, the Tzor HaShashibut. Nothing began l'char. Who's thinking about the Tzor HaShashibut? He's still alive and well. He's getting weaker right now, Vayikravu. But, and I didn't even get to the Pasuk of Vayikravu right now. But he's not buried. Why right now am I already making reference to the Tzor Hashibut Sheshilu the Shabdam, beautiful Kasha Diuk of the Ksav Sefer, Zok the Ksav Sefer. Yaakovina, we know, was treated like a god in the eyes of the Egyptians. After all, it was predicted, Derech Nevuah, the Cholam Laila, we know that there was supposed to be 7 years of famine. Yaakov comes down, year number two, it stops already after 2 years, stops the famine, the harsh, severe famine in its tracks, because Yaakov brings Bracha, the waters of the Nile overflow, that's the Nilus, the Koach of the Nile. In fact, that's the Nile in ancient Egyptian, that's the word for water, all their sustenance came from the Nile. Yaakov comes down, he descends the land of Egypt, the waters miraculously overflow, all the Bracha comes from Yaakov. From the Mela, what does the Torah say later on? When it comes time to making Yosef swear, so Yaakov says, do for me chesed v'yemes, anasik bereini mimitzrayim. And Rashi, citing the Bereishis Rabbah, gives us three separate reasons. Now, why we need three reasons? Ayin amaskal David, the Taz and Devrei David, the Maharal and Gor Aryeh. Many before Shei Rashi have bothered why I need all three reasons. Well, let's take a look at the three reasons. Number one is, sofaliyos aforikinim, umarashin tachas gufi. In the end, there's going to be the plague of lice, plague number three in Egypt, and they're going to go out and crawl and infest my body. The concept of anyone buried outside soil has to undergo that pain of rolling underground in the cavities underneath the ground, the surface, in order to make the way down to soil. I in the whole sugi and service kafian aleph, I'm an aleph. And number three, shalo yasuni mitzriyim avonazara. I don't want Mitzrayim to make me into a god. Why would they make him into a god? Because in the end of the day, they knew that Yaakov is an ish kodesh, and he brought to us blessing, bountiful blessing, the waters of the full wall, Nile overflowing, and he stopped this severe harsh famine in its tracks. They're going to make him an Avodah Zarah. In fact, writes the Ger Rebbe. Ger Rebbe is bought in the Sefer Tzreinu Hayashin. And the Ger Rebbe says these three reasons that Rashi quotes in the name of the Medrash are really two. And what are the two? And number one is the Gilgal Mechilas, the Tzar of rolling on the ground and the cavities on the earth. And then the other two are really one reason. Why are they going to make him an Avodah Zarah? Because Avodah, certainly the lice will never infest the holy body of Yaakovinu. So here's Yaakovinu interred in the ground of Egypt. And you know what's going to happen? Plague 3 is going to roll around sometime soon. And you're going to have lice infesting the ground. And Avodah, certainly the lice are not Chalila v'chas ever going to go anywhere close to Yaakov Avinu. Abrochas daf yunim beis. How do we know that Elisha is an ish kodesh lomatzo zvuv? Amitoso shechona, no flies, no lice, no vermin, no gnats. None of them were in proximity to Elisha Novi. That's Elisha Shunamas knew. That is an ish kodesh. Arachas kamakava, Yaakov Avinu. And Elokim Adon, of course the lice. So you know what's going to happen? Plague 3 is going to transpire in the land of Egypt. Zok de Gerebo. Everybody is going to see that the lice are all over the place. Billions trillions and trillions of lice, of gnats, of vermin infesting all over, except for the body of Aha, must be Yaakov, and Avodah Zarah must be, he's a god. That's why the lice can't affect, the lice are affecting everything else except for the body of Yaakov. That's when their mom is going to make him into an Avodah Zarah. Asavada Yaakovinu is worried they make him into Avodah Zarah. They believe he was an Ish Kodesh. That's the Gereba. Really, it's two reasons, three reasons that come out to be two. And now let's return to the Ksav Sofer. Azok the Ksav Sofer, beautiful. You know why the Tzoras Hashiva really began now? Because the sons of Yaakovina figured that if Yaakovina is going to be buried in Mitzrayim, and everyone's going to see, don't play games with Yaakovina. He is an Ish Kodesh. In the end of the day, everyone knows, Yasuni Avodah Zarah, they already saw, he stopped the famine in its tracks. If they want to subject the Jewish people, the sons and the descendants of Yaakov, to Tzoras Hashiva, there's no way that they're not going to exercise caution. You're going to play games? The font is buried right here. If you're going to have a body of a Yaakovina, an Ish Kodesh Vitar, of such a tzaddik that even the Mitzrayim worshipped him, and such a person is buried right here in the middle of the land, you're not going to take the risk of subjecting the Yidden to the Sheba. No way. If Yaakovina was here, there's going to be Kola, there's going to be curse coming in. You don't play games with his descendants if he's buried here. And of course, Paro wanted, he wanted all the bracha to ensue. And the end of the day, the son said, "Aye, but if Yaakovina now is telling us that Anasik Bereini B'Mitzrayim, the Shechati Mavoshe, I want to be buried with my Abbas and Imos in Maras Machpelah." Now the son said, "Oy Mazer, now the Sheba can start any time. Because our main protection is the fact that Yaakov's body will be interred in the land of Egypt. No way are the Egyptians going to start up with us, with the body of Yaakov. Aye, but Yaakov doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to stay in Mitzrayim. He wants us to take him immediately up to Eretz Yisrael to be buried in Maras Machpelah, Zaktik Sav Sefer." Now they're worried already. Hischot Tzoras Hashibud. Once we hear that Yaakov's not, where's our protection? We're going to lose that schus of Yaakov being buried in the land. Zoktik Sav Sofer already right now, at the beginning of the Parsha, when Yaakovino is going to pass away, now already we're worried that Nistimoyne, because Hischot Tzoras Hashibud, in their eyes, the Pachad already settled into their mindset. The Shibud, without Yaakov's body interred in this land of Egypt, the Shibud could begin any moment. That's the Ksav Sofer. So this is the Parsha of Vayechi Yaakov, because Yaakovino Lomeis, this is Vayikra V'yim Yisrael. And just to close, we have a famous Bala term, another Rishonim mentioned it as well. Beautiful Ramosim, the Bala term at the beginning of Parsha. One famous Ramos is Vayechi. When did Yaakov really live? Gematria Vayechi. 34 years, the first 17 years of Yosef's life, and the 17 last years of his life, 17 and 17, 34, Gematria Vayechi. That's when he really lived his life. But in the end of the day, yes, he had Gemaldik the first 17 years. So but you know, there were Tzoras, there was animosity between the brothers, there was favoritism. The best years of his life were really the last 17. All the families together. Ba'athus Gemura, Yosef, the Koch of Asifu was Ma'achid, all the Lavavas of the Shiftei Kol, the Shiftei Yisrael. Here he is settled in Eretz Goshen. Whether it was part of Etzrael, not part of Etzrael, but Lamaisa, the families together, they have a base of Talmud set up by Yidei Yehuda. They're sitting, they're learning and steiging. The Sheba didn't yet begin, Faker. And one of their own is the viceroy over the land of Egypt, the Koach HaMashpir. He's living in Utopia right now. They're sitting and learning Yom HaValayla. And these are the best years. Why did it happen? Where does the number 17 come from? Devarim Gedolim Einam Mikra. Where is 17? Why is 17 the best years of his life? As I saw Gematria Tov of Ado, the real good years of Tov, has got to be something a little more profound. So I saw today in the Arizal's the Kutei Torah. Zok the Arizal, the Kutei Torah, the beginning of Ayachi. We know that Yaakovina was a Gilgal and Itzitz of the Neshama of Adam Arishin. When the Gemara says, "Mav Metzia Peidalad Amin Aleph, that Shufrei the Yaakov Bein Shufrei the Adam Arishin," the beauty. That means the inner pneumistic beauty. After all, Esav got the big, the Esav Chamudus, he Arshin. As the Kleyok of the Rebbeinu Machai and others tell us, Esav Yarshin, the physical outer beauty, the Hainu, the clothing, the miraculous clothing that Adam Rishon donned, that came down to Yosef, who's Yadayim Esav Ishasod. He's the man of Chitzenius. He sees food. Halitini Naman Adam Adam Azeh. He's all about the Chelak Chitzeni. He Yarshin's the Chelak Chitzeni of Adam. Who Yarshin? The Pnimius, the Kenishama, the Kaiches Tchunas and Nevesh of Adam Rishon. That was Yaakovina writes the Arizal. Yaakov was a Nitzutz of Adam Rishon, and Yaakov's job is to bring on the Rishon the day Tikuno. Adam Rishon sinned, and he did tshuva, and was Mesagi Vasat. When we had a life of Yisurin for 130 years, Chazal tell us in the Midrash Rabbah, 130 years he suffered and he put Yisurin and suffering onto himself. Only afterwards did he have good years. Memela Yaakovino has to finish off the Tikkunis of the Marishan all over again. So the first 130 years, writes there, Rizal of the Marishan's life, of Yaakovina's life, he lived to the age of 147. The first 130 years is going to be filled with Soros of Esav of Lovan, of being chased, of Yosef of Dina, Mechule, Mechule. 130 years of Tsar Gilabon, 130 years of pain, of suffering, Mechule. And when are you going to have Tov? Only after the 130 years, corresponding to 130 years, after Adam Arishan finishes his Kapora, that 130 years, only then did he have years of good. The ultimate years of Tov, Gematria 17, Gematria Tov, will be after the first 130 as the final Hashlomos HaTikud of his Nitzit to reincarnate Adam Arishan. And now Vayechi Yaakov, now he's going to live Shmas Reishona 17 years. He finished up the 130. The last 17 will be the best years of his life. That's Yaakovino as the Hashlama to the beauty of Adam Arishan. A good thing after, we'll see. Members back in Hashem for Inyani Taras Meshbocha Chaznida and Ashkofus of Inyani Nida Taras Abayas Taras Meshbocha here at 8:15 and 9:15 in the base. Members, this is part one of a 2-part series. In the meantime, a good Nacht and a Shavua Tov, a good Tvach, a great week in Ruchnias and Gashmias up ahead. Kaddish. Amen.